Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring Film Festival season is in full swing this week in Toronto with Real Abilities, Inside Out, and the Toronto Arab Film Festivals all on right now. TAF is a pan-Arab film festival featuring movies from 19 different countries, including dramas, docs, animation, and experimental films, and it's on through this Sunday. Real Abilities has films by and by, for, and about people from disabled and deaf communities, and it's running through June 10th in a hybrid format, and Inside Out, Toronto's LGBT festival, is on now through Sunday, June 5th, featuring many world premieres and presenting at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Some of the movies at Inside Out I'm looking forward to seeing, but haven't seen yet, include a stunning-looking musical from Rwanda called Neptune Frost, Camilla Comes Out Tonight, an Argentinian coming-of-age drama, and So Damn Easy Going, a Scandinavian story of the messy relationships of a young woman with ADHD, and The Divide, about the breakup of a couple in France during the Yellow Vest protests of a couple years back. But this week, I'm looking at two new movies, both opening this weekend in Toronto, that have narratives handled in an experimental way. There's a film from France about a burning witch and a biopic from the UK about a war poet. Benediction, written and directed by Terence Davies. Siegfried Sassoon, played by Jack Loudon, is a lieutenant in the British Army at the Western Front in World War I, known for his bravery and valor. He's also famous as a war poet. An aristocrat, he's a descendant of the Sassoon clan, late of Baghdad, Bombay, and Shanghai. But by 1917, still in the army, he is sickened by the war and the death of his men, so he writes and publishes a formal letter protesting the war. Instead of being court-martialed, though, he is diagnosed as shell-shocked and sent to a psych ward in a hospital near Edinburgh. There, he befriends a young soldier named Wilfred, afflicted with night terrors, and together they write poetry for the hospital's literary magazine, The Hydra. That's right, the mental hospital has a literary magazine. After the war, he joins other writers, musicians, and artists around London. One evening, while reciting his dark poetry at a soiree, he meets Ivor Novello, played by Jeremy Irvine, a hugely famous celebrity whose sentimental songs, like Keep the Home Fires Burning, kept up morale during the war. By that evening, they're already sleeping together, with Ivor unceremoniously dumping his previous boyfriend, Glenn. But while Siegfried is a passionate romantic, Ivor is cold and cruel, who cares more about his looks and career than about love or commitment. So after a messy breakup, Siegfried has a series of relationships with various bright young aristocrats, like Stephen Tennant in the 1920s and 30s. But will he ever find true love? Benediction is an impressionistic biopic about the life of Siegfried Sassoon and his friends and lovers between the two wars. This means you're as likely to see Edith Sitwell reciting doggerel as running into Lawrence of Arabia at a wedding rehearsal. But you never forget that this is a Terence Davies movie, and has his unique style is always apparent. Like singing. Everyone sings in his movies, whether it's soldiers breaking into song, actors on a West End stage, or just someone sitting by a piano at a party. And Sassoon's own voice, well, as portrayed in the film, recites his poetry over photos of war dead. flashbacks might fade from one to the next, then back again, reflecting the thoughts of one of the characters, often with black and white newsreels projected two-dimensionally in the background. There's a lush, dark look to the whole film in its music, images, and sets. The acting, especially Loudon and Irvine, but also Callum Lynch as Stephen Tennant and Gemma Jones as the older Hester, his ultimate wife, is terrific all around. All the acting. The movie flashes forward to a reclusive and bitter Sassoon, this one played by Peter Capaldi, with a wife and adult son in post-World War II England. But that's sort of a postscript. It's not most of the story. Benediction is romantic in the classical sense, not as a rom-com, not that kind of romance, rather more like a Wagnerian opera. The script is exquisitely written, with almost every line in this movie a bon mot, a witty observation, or a cutting insult. Benediction is experimental and idiosyncratic in style, but with a deeply moving story. I really like this film. Lux Aeterna, written and directed by Gaspar Noé. Beatrice Dahl and Charlotte Gainsbourg, played by the actors with the same names, are two French famous actresses making a film together. Beatrice is trying her hand as director, and Charlotte is her star. The film they're shooting on set is a feminist reboot of accused witches being burned at the stake by religious zealots in the manner of the Inquisition. They chat about the meaning of burning witches as a misogynistic crime, but despite all their planning, all is not well. The producers of the film are plotting to get Beatrice fired. So they have a young man named Tom follow her everywhere she goes and to record it on film with the hope of catching her in a major faux pas. Meanwhile, an American actor, Carl, played by Carl Glusman, is trying to have a meeting with Charlotte. Various models are desperately looking for the proper costumes and hair to wear, and all the personal assistants, all the PAs, are incompetent. Worst of all, though, something is wrong with the lighting system, which begins generating a series of multicolored strobe lights at various speeds, the kind that can induce a tonic-clonic seizure. Can the scene ever be shot? Will panic destroy everything before it's caught on film? Okay, Lux Aeterna is simultaneously an experimental work of art and a satirical look at the film industry, the Me Too movement, and the backlash that followed it. Gaspar Noé is the famous enfant terrible of French filmmakers, all of whose films somehow provoke or torture the viewers of his movies. They're really good, but they're always in some way difficult to watch. In the past, it was through extreme violence, horror, drugs, blood, or explicit sex. This time, though, it's theoretically supposed to induce seizures among viewers of the film who have epilepsy. Why? Because the aura leading up to the seizure is said to be the ultimate moment of psychedelic beauty and experience in the world. Not sure who said this, because I can assure you there's nothing pleasant at all about having a seizure. But anyway, let's just go with that. Anyway, about a quarter of the film consists of the gorgeous multicolored strobe effect projected over the crucified bodies of the three witches. Another portion of the movie is in the titles themselves. Gaspar Noé is the master of creative titling. I mean, like words. No font is accidental in any of his movies. He's like the ultimate title writer. And in this one, old Roman capitals are used to advance the plot. All the characters use their real names, and the shooting takes place on a movie set, just in case you need something even more meta. So if you like Gaspar Noé, I personally love his stuff, but it's certainly not for everybody. So Lux Aeterna is his latest artistic experiment. I see everything he makes. So a large part of it resembles Dreyer's 1928 silent film, The Passion of Joan of Arc. It's a classic silent movie from France. Beautifully done. And those scenes are photographed as if on Calvary, the crucifixion on Calvary with the moving clouds behind it in black and white. And the strobe light effect is hypnotic, although, well, irritating. There's very little plot or acting involved, with lots of gratuitous nudity, like he always has in his movies. But it's only about an hour long, so even if you don't like it, it's not that hard to watch. I like everything he does, but this is not one of his major works, more like him fooling around. So if you like art, you might enjoy this experiment. Just don't expect to watch a normal movie, because it ain't. Benediction is now playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, and you can see Lux Aeterna at the Royal Cinema in Toronto. Check or look listings. This is Daniel Garber the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.